getting sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters shortly after the White House announcement that by ending the sanctions waivers, the U.S. has made clear our seriousness of purpose.
We've made our demands very clear to the Ayatollah and his cronies. End your pursuit of nuclear weapons. Stop testing and proliferating ballistic missiles. Stop sponsoring and committing terrorism. Halt the arbitrary detention of U.S. citizens. Our pressure is aimed at fulfilling these demands and others, and it will continue to accelerate until Iran is willing to address them at the negotiating table.
If any of the countries have previously had waivers from the U.S. sanctions on oil trades with Iran continue to make purchases, it could affect trade with the U.S. Sri Lankan police said Monday the death toll from the series of explosions at churches and hotels has risen to 290 people. Another 500 were injured in the blast. The country's health minister, Rajitha Sanaratne, said Monday that the National Taufik Jamaat organization is responsible for the suicide bombing, but must have had help from the outside.
We don't see that only a small organization in this country can do all that. That is all we are now investigating about the international support for them. And there are other links where they can produce, how they produce the suicide bombers here and all these things.
All of these suicide bombers were Sri Lankan citizens. A strong earthquake in the northern Philippines Monday left several people dead, trapping others in buildings and damaging the capital's secondary airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake hit 6.3. This is VOA News. Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council warned on Monday against blocking roads and controlling the movement of citizens and said all routes are to be opened immediately. And amid continuing protests that forced the president to resign, Madani Abbas Madani, he's a representative of the Civil Power Association. He said the organization will not waste their time and the time of the people. He said they will not stop all negotiations with the military. Another protester?
I think this is not good from the new government to say this. The many militaries are going to stay here, and many people want to stay here, and we need many protesting.
The Sudanese military overthrew and arrested al-Bashir on April the 11th. Leaders of Pakistan and Iran agreed Monday to expand border security cooperation to fight terrorist groups waging deadly attacks in both countries and vowed to continue joint efforts to help bring peace to their conflict-ravaged neighbor, Afghanistan. Speaking on Fox News, America's newsroom, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who worked under President George W. Bush, warned current White House aides that there are lessons in the Mueller report when it comes to ethics.
On obstruction, the president and his entire team need to realize how close they came to being charged with obstruction. And laws are restraints, and even presidents must be subject to those restraints. And asking your staff to lie, engaging in some of the activities that the Mueller report stated that the president engaged in, it's too close to obstruction.
The Mueller report recounts how Trump called former White House counsel Don McGahn twice at home and directed him to set special counsel Robert Mueller's firing in motion, which he did not do. Now, today at the White House Easter egg roll, the president had this exchange with a reporter who asked him if people on his staff disobeyed his orders. You'll have to listen very closely.
Nobody disobeyed my orders.
Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The Archbishop of Paris and Catholics from around France and the world honored the firefighters who saved Notre Dame Cathedral, praying on Sunday at a special Easter Mass for a swift reconstruction of the beloved monument. Some streets around the medieval cathedral also reopened 6 days after the blaze, allowing tourists to get a closer look and local restaurants to reopen. Notre Dame is itself expected to remain closed for years. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best.